We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Andy Talley. Good morning, Coach Talley.
Good morning.
Good morning. A very good Saturday for you guys as you defeat the Northeast Conference champ, St. Francis, 31-21 last Saturday. Before we look ahead to South Dakota State, give me your impressions on what went so well for your team on Saturday.
Well, we had a quick start. You know, we got out of the box real fast, and I think we scored the first five times we got the football. So I thought that was really important to establish, you know, the fact that we were on the move pretty good. I mean, St. Francis had only given up about 18 points a game. So they were a very stout defensive football team with a lot of multiple looks. So we were very concerned that they could put you behind schedule. So it was important that we established ourselves offensively. And, you know, we went out and got the first touchdown. I think we kicked a field goal, and then we scored a TD, so it was 10-0. And then they hit a big pass play. I think it was like a 70-yard pass play on a bootleg play. And suddenly it was 10-7, so it was like, okay. You know, these guys obviously came to play, and then, you know, we got the ball again and scored, and then took control of the game offensively. So I feel, you know, 31-7 at half, we were really in pretty good shape. And then we just sort of stalled in the second half. I mean, we moved the ball all over the place in the second half, but just couldn't put together a scoring drive. And that's happened to us before when we've gone out and put a lot of points in the first half. So I felt good about the game. We were pleased. It was our last probably home game at Villanova, so it was good to be able to win the last one here. And then now we can get into the tournament and see, you know, if we have the goods to advance.
You touched on the effort of your offense, especially in the first half. And Ryan Bell, 5 catches, 110 yards, 2 touchdowns. He's been become sort of a go-to target on offense here over the last several weeks. Talk about how much of a weapon he has become for you on offense.
Well, I think, you know, he's one of those hybrid type tight ends. He's not really a big guy, but he can run, and he's got really good hands, and he can get open. And so we've started to utilize him quite a bit, you know, in our offense. So it's worked out that we have a receiver that can get into the middle of the field and cause some problems. So, you know, Jared McClinton also had a great game. He had over 100 yards in reception. So now we're starting to spread the wealth around with our offense. You know, your slot receiver is making a lot of catches for you. Your tight end is making a lot of catches for you. You're able to run the football. And so I think it makes us offensively a little tougher to defend.
We're here with Villanova head coach Andy Talley. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. I'm going to switch sides to the defensive side, where you guys have been so good all year long, and you hold St. Francis to 264 yards, and it looked like, once again, the pressure up front, 6 sacks and a couple interceptions. Talk about the defensive effort against St. Francis.
Well, I think Tano Passanio had probably one of his best games. They just really had trouble handling him off the edge, and he's certainly a premier player in the country. And when you have a player like that, he sets the stage, I think, for your defense. We were down a defensive back in the secondary, so I was a little concerned about that. But we held up pretty well. Austin Calitro, who will be on the line here on this call, also had a terrific game. And our linebacking core has been really stout all year. So I think the biggest thing with our defense is that we have been able to make adjustments to the different styles of offense that you see, you know, whether a team can throw the ball better or run the ball better or is a good balance between run and pass. We've had the ability to adjust, and that's really critical for a defense to maintain their style of play. So I think that we've been able to adapt and readjust the defense according to what our opponent does. So I think there's no question we've been riding our defense all year, and know if we're going to be anything in the playoff situation, you know, we have to come in and play stout defense for sure.
This week in San Diego State, you're going to see a team that is among the best, or led the Missouri Valley, almost over 37 points a game, almost 500 yards. How important is it going to be, that a quarterback who was the player of the year in the Missouri Valley, how important will getting pressure on the quarterback be this week as you've looked at San Diego State, or South Dakota State?
Yeah, South Dakota State, you know, really is a very, very impressive football team when you take a look at, you know, the way they played against TCU and then their win at North Dakota State. I mean, they've they have some signature wins in their program, and certainly one of the elite teams in the country. Their quarterback is probably the best quarterback that we've seen all year, and he is difficult to put pressure on because he has great feet and he can run. So the problem that you have is if you pressure them, you know, he can take off and run and break you down and hurt you. And he's a threat. He's really fast. So, I mean, he's a running threat that can really get down the field. And he has a great arm. So they have a package, you know, very similar to ours, a quarterback that can run and throw. And they put immense pressure on you, on top of which their size is tremendous. I mean, they have Division I size across the front. Very impressive team. We played a lot of teams through my stay here at Villanova, and I would put them in the top two or three in the country in terms of what we've had to face.
That's where I was going to ask you next. Is there anybody you've seen this year or in the recent history with some of the veteran guys you have on defense that you can compare South Dakota State to?
I would have to say that they would probably be you know, the elite team. I mean, we played Pitt, and Pitt was certainly very impressive. I would put them close to the Pitt category, seriously. JMU is really good. We were able to hold JMU down. If we played a little better on offense, it might have been a better game. But this team can run and throw. They have a great package, and they play really good defense. So, you know, it's as tough an opponent as you could have. And, of course, you know, playing in South Dakota, you know, you're a long way from home.
And before I let you go, just your comments on the CAA's 3-0 week in the playoffs and how hopefully that preparation will help you as you go on in this tournament and face a tough road game like South Dakota.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to hold all of us in very well. I think the competitiveness in our league has always been a bellwether for our teams. If you take a look at what we've done in the history of the league, we've made some great runs, have some national champions. We can certainly play with any of those teams for sure, because we've been in some gut busters already during the season. So you come in kind of, you know, ready to handle the kind of pressure that you're going to get when you're in a playoff game. So there's really not much we haven't seen, all of us. And, you know, I'm real proud of all of the CAA teams and their advancement. So it'll be fun to see how we all match up and do in this next round.
All right, Annie, thanks for your time today. And if you can hand the phone over to Austin, we look forward to speaking with him again this week.
Okay, great. Here he is.